getting set to start the 2018 high school football season. Scott Munson entering his second season as head coach of the Sherrar Tigers. They open up at home at Clifford King Field next Friday night, hosting the Morrison Mustangs. Coach, how's preseason stuff gone so far for the Tigers?
Well, I've been answering that question with good but not great. We have, in some ways, especially with our skilled people, we're far ahead of expectations. I've been really, really, really pleased with the amount of time, effort, commitment they've had during the off season and here in the early part of the preseason. Up front, we're just battling a numbers issue right now, and so we're trying to solve some issues up front, and that's the big question mark for us right now.
What do the numbers look like for the Sherrar Tiger football program, freshman through senior, here in 2018?
Yeah, we'll be looking at about 25 varsity players total, and then we've got 14 sophomores. Our freshman class is a smaller class. We are just, in terms of all class size, the next 2 years, we have small classes, and then we have a bigger one coming in current seventh graders. I think we're under 100 students in those two classes, which is pretty remarkable for us. So right now we're looking at about 8 freshmen. So I think I don't know. Do the math real quick on that. We're low 40s, mid 40s in that neighborhood. And now the first day of school's today, so we'll pick up some more freshmen here, and well, I'm sure we'll be up and around the 10-12 with freshmen moving forward.
Well, the 2018 season, I know that the sophomore class at the JV level last year, it'd be the incoming junior class, you know, that there were some glimmers that at least I saw. So what do you think about, you know, the 2018 version Tigers? What are your realistic expectations here?
Well, I think realistically, as we look at taking the next step here and moving forward within the program, I think realistically we can match up with folks athletically, which I couldn't have said last year. Looking back and recapping last season, I think we had 2 plays over 20 yards. We just didn't have any breakaway threats, and we were really trying to slow down the game and milk the clock as much as we could, because you can only cover that stuff up for so hard. Effort was incredible, and I've talked before about how proud I am of last year's seniors, but athletically we just didn't match up. I think we can put some athletes on the field this year, and certainly the class that you spoke of brings a nice variety, a nice mix of athletes from wide receiver types to some power running backs, and I think there we're in pretty good shape. We're going to be young, but I think we have the ability there. Up front, as I said, I'm, again, don't question the effort. We have a group of 6-7 linemen that have just worked their tails off, but we're going to give up some significant amount of size. And so we've been really trying to hone our technique and utilize the strengths that we have up there to improve our odds. So we look forward to taking a step forward here. How big of a step that is in terms of wins, losses, you know, it's going to depend on a lot of things. Staying healthy is going to be a big one. We don't have a lot of depth. And making sure that we take care of those little things that coaches always talk about, like turnovers and such.
Well, and I know you're the first preseason interview I'm doing, and I think probably every coach I'm going to talk to, I'm going to assume that depth is going to be an issue, because I think your numbers are in line with a lot of the numbers in the area, where you're talking about numbers in the low to mid 40s. Now, I know you officially don't play a conference game until week 3, and I know I always have to, like, reiterate to our listening audience, no, Orion is not a conference game for Sherrar. It's a crossover game within the Three Rivers Conference division. So you open with Morrison and Orion, basically non-conference games. And I remember I asked you this last year, you know, the other side is kind of the mystery side, with the exception for us. I say Monmouth Roseville is kind of a traditional, you know, Olympic Conference rival, but you have St. Bede, Princeton, Monmouth, Roseville, Kewanee, Erie Prophetstown and Spring Valley Hall. And I know new coach at Erie Prophetstown. What do you know about your side of the conference? Is there a clear cut to favorite right now, you think?
I don't think there's a clear cut favorite. The teams I would look at would be, first of all, I think you have to start with Hall, because they have one of the most dynamic athletes on our side, if not the most, in the whole conference. And just covering that young man is a challenge, and they do a lot of creative things to get the ball in his hand. So that kind of speed is difficult. I think you have to look at Princeton. They have a lot of returners from a nice junior class, and their sophomores were a pretty solid group as well. Monmouth Roseville lost some talent, without a doubt, but I know that Coach Adolphson was pretty high on his younger kids, and he had a lot of younger kids playing up, and so they are going to have a nice mix of experience in there with some talented youth. Erie Prophetstown. I know Coach Milam was very, very excited about the sophomore class that is now juniors, and he was trying to keep them together at the sophomore level so that they could experience some success. And due to injuries and a whole bunch of other things, he brought a bunch of them up. Unfortunately, he brought them up the week that we played them, and they did quite well at the varsity level. So I think that's going to be an interesting transition, without a doubt, over there. I think Kewaunee, the senior class that left, was something they had been looking for, and certainly had talented running backs, plural, and quarterback. And so I think they may be down a bit this year, and I think it would probably say the same thing for St. Deep. So I think in terms of clear-cut favorite, I don't know that I could mention one. But I would certainly be looking at those first three schools that I mentioned.
All right, and then back to kind of the personnel you have this year. I think probably without showing us the hand you have, I mean, at least offensively, I would think there's going to be a little more versatility just with the type of athlete that you likely will have playing quarterback in the Yater kid.
Yeah, absolutely. It opens a lot of opportunities for us, and then as you just look at the personnel we have, we will have more variety, we will be more dynamic, and we're not going to become, I don't know who the hot offense is at college or Baylor or Oregon or whatever right now, but we certainly will have a few more bullets in the belt.
All right, well, what's the future of high school football hold, you think? I know there's a lot of, conversation on a lot of different things as it relates to small school football. You know, we continue to talk about numbers, and then I know this will probably be the last year in the Three Rivers that you're going to be able to play JV and varsity games on Friday nights because of the, the player limitation issue and the definition of what a game is per the IHSA, and a game is one play. So you can't play more than one game in one night. So that means basically your JV kids have to play JV and yeah, Can't play varsity. So we know that's going to be a significant change heading into the 2019 season when that takes effect. And then you have the whole district scheduling issue that's going to get a lot of play. But I know I've been talking to some of the statewide media stuff I do, I ask a lot of coaches, what's the future of the game? So what is the future of the game, you think?
I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic. I think if you look at the history of football and you look back 100 years ago and there were movement towards ending it, and we adapted and overcame. And I think the same thing will happen here. I think it may look different in terms of the structure, but I think schools in Illinois are going to look different in terms of the structure. What we have grown up with in terms of the small schools and a school in every town is going to be a thing of the past here in the very near future, I think. And so that's going to restructure high school football. there's always kids that are going to want to play football, and I think it'll continue in that regard. We'll adapt the rules, and we'll adapt situations to meet the ongoing challenges. But this is, high school football is important. It's important for communities. It's important for young people. And so we'll find a way to persevere and to continue this great game.
All right. I don't know if you're aware, with Mercer County this year is embracing dual participation, where they're letting kids that play other sports play football. Is that a legitimate future option for this sport, you think?
I think, we had a situation a few years ago. We had some young men who were playing soccer also come and play football, and we had one young man who kicked for us and played soccer and ran some cross country. I think it's doable. I think it takes a special person to do it, and I think it takes a special athletic department to make it work. I don't think it's going to be a long-term solution. The problem, and I wouldn't be opposed to entertaining it if the situation would arise here again, the problem with it is you're trying to build a team atmosphere. It's difficult if someone's showing up for 1 hour and then showing up on Friday night. And to build that type of environment and atmosphere, is a tough thing to do anyway. But if you have somebody who could potentially decide a game with an extra point or a field goal, and some guys are looking, who is that? We've never seen him, but yeah, we're placing it in his hand. I think that would be a challenge. Again, I wouldn't rule it out. I'm open to it, but it's going to take people working together.
And I know I've talked to you ad nauseum about this next issue, and again, your schedule is Morrison, Orion, St. Bede, Princeton, Monmouth, Roseville, Kewaunee, Erie, Prophetstown, Riverdale, Spring Valley Hall. And, I think next year, next season, you get, with the crossover, you get Rock Ridge back on the schedule, which you haven't played for 4 years, but then Orion's taken off. So with district scheduling, I know it's based on geography and then it's based on classification. So, I think you'd keep Monmouth, Roseville, and probably Kewaunee on your schedule, mm-hmm. and maybe like Erie Prophetstown. But the flexibility probably would allow you to play Orion and Rock Ridge probably every season, and even probably the potential of Mercer County on the schedule. I assume you're probably, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would assume you're probably like, heck yes, times 100, I'd be supportive of district scheduling.
I'm in favor of anything that allows us to play those three schools. So whatever makes that work, I'm in. next year we're gonna, I don't know how many times we'll drive by Orion. How many times has Rock Ridge driven by us in the last 4 years? And we don't ever play. And now we're on what? 13 years?
Well, and that's why I'm saying,
you say
what's good for the game. And a sport like football needs the geographic rivalries more than the other sports. That's my opinion in terms of those games on Friday nights, because regardless of what your record is, regardless of what their record is, it's a social gathering as well as a sporting event. So I'll leave it at that. Yeah. I know we'll talk to you much more about this as the season progresses, and looking forward to next Friday night, Coach. We'll see you over at Clifford King Field.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, Scott Munson entering year two. We'll have the Tigers and Morrison next week on WRMJ.com. More coming up.